Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Thursday the 10th of August.
Thursday the 10th of August.
We're in double figures.
Yes.
Woo! Athena today bought the papers. I've got the Daily Star. It's not got any news in it.
No.
But it's all kicking off. I've had a look at some real news.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a foiled terrorist attempt at airports in the UK. There's mass disruption now at airports because they're stopping any flights coming in. Security's being clamped down. You have to take stuff on the aeroplane in clear plastic bags and stuff. It's all happening. We're missing it all, just sitting in Scotland going, oh, I wonder who's got a 2-star review today.
Dear me. Where was the attempt? All airports? Or
They foiled. Apparently there was going to be a wave of 3 attempts or something. And they'd each attack 3 aeroplanes in a wave. So they've all airports in this country are on high security. There's been arrests in London, High Wycombe and Birmingham.
That's quite worrying.
3 US airlines are believed to be targeted. So it's only the Yanks they're trying to kill. 21 people arrested in all. Only the barest essentials, including passports and wallets, will be allowed to be carried on board in transparent plastic bags. No hand luggage.
Gosh, maybe I won't go to America after all.
Well, I think it's probably going to be alright after, you know, next week. But there we go.
That's quite bad.
The airport is closed to all incoming flights and already in the air. There's lots of people hanging around. 2,000 people are queuing to pass through customs. Nightmare!
Doesn't sound like much fun, to be honest.
But what's the real news?
The real news is, well, here's the news in briefs.
Okay.
Nicola.
How old is she?
24, from Croydon. Nice set of tits. She says she's amazed that an 88-year-old has finally fathered a son.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he has.
Is that someone she knows?
No, it was the last story that is, it's amazing, actually. He's 88, and he's got a couple of wives. His first wife is an old woman now, and they still live together, but he's got another younger one who's able to...
So are they divorced, or is it polygamy?
It's a kind of polygamy, but it seems kind of...
A bit more like bigamy?
Not that bad, really. Because he wanted a son, he'd got daughters, but he wanted a son, so got another wife. And he's 88. He has sex twice a day between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Making up to a total of a 43,800-hour sex marathon throughout his life. And
that's quite a lot, isn't it?
His secret is to walk 20 miles a day carrying water and avoid fags and booze and drink camel milk.
Camel milk?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
India.
Oh, right. Now it's all beginning to make sense to me.
He says, I'm a farmer with simple needs. I have intercourse daily. I will try and have more children.
Oh, you know. I don't care. Oh. Slinky Stephanie, 21, from North London. She's not got any opinions on the news, but she does enjoy cockles on the beach. Doctor Who's going to have a son.
Really?
Yeah, they realise they're going to be screwed, because it's popular again, but I think people will go off the boil before it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows, apparently, that the Time Lords only have 13 lives, and they're currently on life number 10. So, they're going to be screwed, you know, in however many years' time when someone else wants to do it, when they get to the 13th. As I say, off the boil by then. We've all got bored of it. But they're going to make him have a son.
Who's he going to have the son with?
It doesn't say.
Is that the son there?
No, it's just the picture of a baby in a suit for some reason.
Right, because I was going to say that's pretty horrible, really.
It's, there's not really any details being filled in. They've got a while to sort it out. Big Brother's happening still. Apparently, it was a fix. And they're a bit suspicious because lots of people bet for Nikki to win after she'd been evicted. The odds were 1,000 to 1, and now she's at it. She's in again.
Really?
It's all looking a bit dodgy, being investigated.
Gosh. It's weird that they still took bets on that, really. And the Blairs are on.
It's not much energy today, is
no.
it? So let's try and liven it up. Let's sing the next story.
Sorry?
You can sing the next story.
I'm not going to sing it. The Blairs are on holiday.
Holiday! And,
they've been letting little crabs onto the beach.
Crabs!
No, turtles.
Turtles!
170 to be precise.
Precise! Let's liven it up. Suri, the offspring of Tom Cruise. Is she real? Is she made up? Is it just a bundle of blankets? Posh Spice and the David Beckhams are going to find out. They've been invited to go look at it, but they can't touch. Oh no, there's a list of rules that they have to adhere to.
Right.
When they go to see baby Suri. Not allowed to take any pictures, not allowed to touch the baby, and they're not allowed to do any baby talk. Apparently L. Ron Hubbard reckoned that a child can become mentally unstable if it receives too much attention when it's, under 3 months old. I would say perhaps the opposite was true.
The baby is
slightly neglected and has no human contact.
Well, it's going to be feral, isn't it?
Well, practically, yeah. If I received that invite,
I would just say, actually, keep your stinking baby.
Penelope Cruz has been to see it. Will Smith got turned away. That's the news. So, apparently there's a picture going around the internet of what they think, apparently a picture is just Katie Holmes holding something. Yeah, it's probably been doctored, not actually a real picture. Because the baby hasn't left the house.
God. Lady Mucker,
yeah,
has been on a bike ride with her bodyguard. I'm surprised that she
seems to have three bodyguards.
I'm surprised that she can ride a bike.
Oh, with a wobbly leg?
Hmm. Well, with one leg. I mean, I can't with two.
No, that's true. Well, she's been criticised for wearing shabby chic clothes to meetings with her lawyer. She's got a belly on show and one she's got a sparkly top on. Some people, those with talent in the background, the likes of Bob Geldof or Mick Jagger or even Paul McCartney, can get away with dressing scruffily. But Heather doesn't really earn such a reputation. Wearing a scruffy top is both disrespectful and arrogant, says somebody. I don't know who that is.
Why?
I think it was a shrink said that, apparently.
Well, it doesn't matter what anyone wears.
Well,
it's not important, is it?
Sometimes it is, if it's a fashion show.
If it's a fashion show, that's about it. If you would like to have a badge that says either I'm with Macca,
yes, I would like to,
or I'm with Mucca, you just need to see her right into the sun.
Do you give them any money?
No. And you send in, say what team you're in, you're either team Macca or Mucca, and send a letter to The Sun, 1 Virginia Street, London, E981SN. And they'll send you a little badge.
E98?
Yeah, apparently so. I think that's probably a mistake.
Yeah, that does sound like a mistake.
Maybe they don't want to give away any badges.
No, they're just going to go and collect the stamps. Apparently, Preston and Chantelle are getting married this month. Excuse me, I can't be bothered to suppress a yawn. I don't know why I even told you that, but I just thought I'd let you know it's still all on.
Great.
Kate Moss has been turned down by Jonny Burrell, the lead singer of Razorlight, because he reckons that she's too old for him. She's devastated, because she likes him young. She likes to. They say that here that she likes to dress like a pubescent teenager. Well, pubescent rock chick, pubescent teenager, essentially meaning the same thing.
Well, surely she's back with Pete Doherty, anyway. And also, when they say she dresses like a pubescent rock chick, I think probably the pubescent rock chicks try and dress like Kate Moss. It's more the thing.
Well, this is the spin they're putting on this story.
Well, they're being awful.
Mm. who's Kate Moss's biggest fan today?
Me, actually.
I thought it was.
Rolf Harris has written a rap song.
Fantastic.
About seal clubbing.
Brilliant.
It's called Slaughter on the Ice. And you can listen to
it. Is it critical?
It's critical. Yeah, it's saying stop it. Mm-hmm. Because the little seal cubs, when they see the humans, they go, oh, it's a human.
It's my mummy.
Yeah, and they walk towards the human. Aww. And then they get a nail through their head.
I can't approve of that.
No, I can't approve of that. It's not, it's done in a very, very horrible way.
And also, what do we need to have dead seals for?
Well,
some people eat them.
For coats. Wow. I mean, you can understand when Shackleton kills them, you know, because it's to eat them. It's fine. But, you know, not for this. And not so many of them. Anyway, you can hear it if you go to myspace.com/RolfHarris1.
Are we friends with Rolf Harris? I'm befriending him in a moment.
Yeah.
Some seagulls, they need culling in the town of Macduff in Banffshire, which is very Scottish. They've been attacking locals. They hate dogs in particular, especially black dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they go down and peck them. It's got worse this year, apparently. But they're protected, so people can't go and shoot them.
I'm not massively keen on seagulls.
I quite like them. I mean, not like I like pigeons or ducks, but I like how big they are. You know, when you see a really big seagull, you're like, wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
There's a lot, you know, mooching around here.
So if, you know, you just know that if you were a bird, you'd be bullied by the seagulls. They'd try and nick food off you, and they'd be constantly frustrating, especially for the pigeons. Tony Blair has ruled out the possibility of Margaret Thatcher being given a state funeral. He said, no way, Tory, don't think so.
No. I'm sorry, what was that story? I wasn't listening. I was reading about Matt Willis doing a gig in the hotel. So someone's having a state funeral. Thatcher. That's an old... Sorry, can you just repeat it for me?
Tony Blair has ruled out the possibility of Margaret Thatcher being given a state funeral.
Ah, right, I see. No, that's true. Yeah, we've had this story before, haven't we?
Have we?
Maybe not on Newspox, but certainly in life.
Right.
I think she should have one. She was cool.
A state funeral?
I don't know. I don't think anyone should have a state funeral. I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
No one's allowed one.
Good. Well, it says...
Well, then you want one for Kate Moss, don't you?
This is an example of the lying newspapers. It says here, Gordon Ramsay wept on TV tonight as he saw his pet pigs taken to the abattoir.
Now, I did see a tear leak out.
Did you?
Well, there's the bit when they first went in and he's looking at the slaughter machines and he rubbed his eyes as if he was wiping away a tear, but I wouldn't have said it was weeping.
I don't think he wept on television.
No, I wouldn't.
He looked pretty gutted and
So did the pigs. They were gutted, and then their throats cut, and then they were made into black pudding. Not that I watched it. I walked out of the room. I'm too vegetarian.
Vodafone have done some good advertising.
Have they?
Yeah, in the form of a crop circle, but their logo.
That's good.
Hopefully they paid the farmer and didn't just pretend it was aliens, because it's quite obvious that it wasn't aliens and it was Vodafone. Some deals going on sausages. Prime pork, £1.69. Buy one, get one free.
Where's that?
Sainsbury's.
This is an interesting story. A girl went on holiday with her mum to some Greek place.
Mm-hmm.
Mum took her out to some bars. She's 15.
Yeah.
Girl got raped in the toilets.
Mm-hmm.
She was pissed, I think, basically. She couldn't really give a very good description of the man who did it.
Yeah.
So she's possibly being charged with misleading officers by failing to give them a proper description. The mum, under Greek law, is being charged for not looking after her daughter. Because apparently anyone under 17,
mm-hmm.
parents are responsible for her. And they're saying, right, why the hell was a girl in an adult-only bar getting raped anyway?
Fair point.
It's quite interesting, isn't it? Because I can see both, yeah, obviously you go, oh, she's been raped, that's horrible. How awful.
It could have been avoided had they not been there in the first place.
Exactly. So I think, you know, she's 15.
Take her to Centre Parks. Take her to what? Splash World.
Yeah. Old Towers. Old Towers Hotel.
Camelot.
Fairyland.
Just some worlds of adventures. Otterland.
That would
miniature
be good.
Railway.
Zoo.
A plane had to stop mid-flight.
Can they do that?
Because they'd forgotten to empty the toilets before they set off, so nobody on the plane could go, and they were all shitting themselves. They had to land, let them all go and have a good crap, and then get going again. So they ended up being delayed by 24 hours.
That's awful. But I don't understand how they were so late. I suppose you lose your flight.
I think it's a case for adult nappies, isn't it? Like we heard about the trains in Japan where the queue for the toilet is so big they wear nappies so they can have a crap. That is true. So maybe they should just have some of those spare on the plane.
I don't think I've ever wanted to do a poo on a plane.
I haven't, but if you're ever going to do one, you might as well do one when you're allowed to. Like, it's expected of you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what, in a nappy, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, because have you know, everybody, I'm sure, has thought about, it'd be really funny, like, if I just shat myself now. Obviously, you wouldn't, but you must have thought.
apparently, Love Island, Callum Best's gone back in there, putting in Kate Lawler. I don't understand who's in there anymore. Just doesn't make sense. So have you got a final story to end on? We've done 16, 17 minutes now.
There's a new bit of a software being developed for home use where you download your photographs and it automatically airbrushes you and makes you...
Brilliant! I want that.
And it says you look like the same person, but just a bit better, because it kind of it measures out
does
where
it basically
things should
put
be.
You out of focus?
And no, it kind of, you know, it might make your eyebrows further apart or close together, move your eyes slightly, make your nose nicer.
Wow, I like the fact you can just hear your shoulders clicking then. Really quite loudly.
Both of them.
This is my final story, very quickly, of a man who weighs 18 stone. He fell off a ladder, landed on a wooden... the ladder sort of smashed, and he got impaled on a bit of the ladder, but he was so fat, he had such a big beer belly, he just went into his beer belly. He was fine.
Fucking hell.
Went 2 foot into his beer belly. Fine. Well, being fat saved his life, which just goes to show, being fat can save your life sometimes.
But mostly it kills you. somebody stole the goat, brought the goat's fine, I don't think it was raped. And Simple Minds frontman Jim Kerr really likes hiking.
Yeah, in this one they say he's like Forrest Gump for some reason.
He's not. Oh, Posh's hair's really nice.
Good. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, probably. Bye.
Bye.